Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I don't know if you heard about this, but in Houston, the Lone Star College just yesterday, they are reporting that the Star Telegram is reporting that there's five Houston, Texas stabbing victims. They're in good condition now, but 14 people were at Lone Star campus near Houston there and were stabbed by a knife. By a knife welding 20-year-old suspect named Dylan Quick.
Oh, wow.
Just went around, just began to. Investigators say that the suspect Quick attacked people at random and went from building to building on a rampage. Quick has been arrested and has given a voluntary statement. The Star Telegram reports this. And understand this, if you wrestle not against flesh and blood, something got a hold of him.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? If you go back and study, I bet you something got a hold of other folks there,
right?
And the enemy begins to just play his game, the spiritual game of blame and critical rejection and all these different things going on. All of a sudden, the human beings that God loves begins to destroy each other. And this guy just started wielding a knife at random. I don't know if it was a razor knife. Don't know if it was a kind of knife it was. But went in there where these ladies were studying for nursing school, began to stab them in the head, cut them in their face, stab them in the neck. And there's 14 stabbing victims, 14 stabbing victims in one moment yesterday. And it's like, are you, and at the very same time, understand this, that our current government leaders are wanting to take away our Second Amendment rights to defend ourselves,
mm-hmm.
the right to be able to bear arms, to be able to defend ourselves. At the same time, the church is responding to things in a physical way instead of a spiritual way. We're not realizing that we need to repent. You know, maybe Dylan wouldn't have done this if we would have gotten our hearts right with God. Because this is just going to escalate if we don't repent.
That's the church
don't turn back to God. And he says it over and over again. So I want to encourage you to pray for these five hospitalized victims of the stabbing that took place in a Lone Star College and near Houston. And they say they're in... good condition. They were critical last night, but now they're in good condition. But these days, it's just happening again and again and again, which goes to show you that people are saying you got to take away guns. Well, right. You got to take away evil.
Right.
You got to take away evil to stop evil. And all you're going to do when you take away guns is create more victims of people that would, from bats and knives and stolen guns.
Right. That's the same college, actually, back in January, they had that shooting.
Yeah, I believe it was. I think we got a couple of campuses, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that was verified?
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, but just understand that's in a, if we can't just keep on not repenting, not doing what's right before God and think everything's going to be fine, we can't keep the church, God's people, that's what I'm talking about when I say the church, believers who are not believing, who are not walking. What, 82%, according to George Bonner, not even reading the Word of God. So how do you know if you're in sin, if you haven't read what is sin?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, there's hope, but we have to turn. I think of this, that the next incident that happens in America, we should think as a church that, you know, we should have repented. We should have done what was right.
Mm-hmm.
That instead of blaming, you know, Sandy Hook, I believe it was, or these different... shootings and stabbings and just craziness going on, you know, think about us taking ownership for the church. Because he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, God will respond. I mean, if he can totally control Pharaoh's heart, every bit of that, and he was working out his purposes to show himself mighty, do you really think that God has lost control? Do you really think that God is uninvolved with our day-to-day lives? Do you really think that even Dylan Quick, that God couldn't have taken the breath from his lungs?
That's right.
No, I'm not saying that God had anything to do with that. I'm just saying he could have. But hey, if we're walking in rebellion to him, why would he? You know, why is a man whose wife is having an affair with five men going to defend her? Right?
That's right.
He loves her. But she's walking in, she's walking outside their vows. Mm-hmm. Well, the church, the bride of Christ, needs to understand why is our bridegroom, Jesus, going to defend us if we're unloyal to, we're disloyal to him? He loves us, mm-hmm. and that's that deep loving emotion. But understand that that we got to get right. And he says, this is what our bridegroom said, by the way, just so you know it. He said, it's better for you to be my wife or enter heaven without an eye, without a hand, without a foot. He says, I'll take you that way mm-hmm. than to go to hell with all your body parts.
That's right.
You know, and how many people say, you know, I'll take a wife without an eye, without a hand, without a leg. I'm not saying that those that have lost limbs. I'm just saying that's not, people don't say that. Mm-hmm. But that's how much Jesus loves us. He's willing for us to go through so much turmoil that it will just rip our flesh apart.
Right.
But save our souls.
Save our souls.
Right. Save our souls. Isn't that awesome?
Mm. The loving
that,
God.
That is totally, totally awesome. Well, pray for these 5 recovering stab victims that are still hospitalized. 14 of them, the whole school's traumatized. This is tragic. And the last thing you would need to think about right now is think about that. Why would you want to unarm people that could have defended these guys? And there's 3 young guys, just brave young guys. I heard him interviewed, and he said, "Well, one of us grabbed his backpack from behind and pulled him down, and 2 of us jumped on top of him and grabbed his arms and held him back, held his arms back like that." And he said, "What did the guy say?" And he said, "Did you say anything to him?" He's going like, "Why did you do this?" He said, "I was yelling at him. Why are you doing this? Why are you?" And these brave young men, you know, it's just like, yeah,
wow,
that's Texas. You know what I'm saying?
That's Texas.
That's Texas. Like, so many people would just do nothing, mm-hmm. and they jumped on, they stopped them, and they held them until the police got there. And this is what the guy said: "I give up." You know, it's just like, is that it?
Really?
Is that it? You know, you just stabbed randomly 14 people and you say, "I give up." You know, and what that is, it's just, you're looking like the, he says, this is what happens. Just listen, gently instruct those that are held captive by Satan so that God may grant them the gift of repentance, because they're held captive to do his will. What's his will? To steal, kill, and destroy. God has had his hand on our nation. He still has his hand on our nation, but he's lifting it. Mm-hmm. He's lifting. He's allowing things to happen in this nation that have never happened before. But you know what? The church is doing things it's never done before. And it's time for us to rise up and humble, rise up in a way at the cross and humble ourselves and bowing down before the Lord to say, you know what? This can change. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.